Yeah, well, it's really been an awesome time working with Curling Canada, and we're just getting started here. We have a lot of work to do, but it's been great so far, and happy to be in Moose Jaw for the Worlds.
You were saying off air, this is the first time you've been in Saskatchewan. Welcome to Saskatchewan, Quinn.
Thank you so much. I'm loving the people here, loving the vibe. It's been awesome, and I can't wait to come back.
Now, this is a great way for people to get their kids involved in a sport that isn't going to cost them a lot of money. Would I be on cue with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like that's one of the greatest things about the sport of curling, of how accessible it can be and how easy it is. You can play at such a young age, at such an old age, you can see it. It's one of the few sports that's really built like that. So it's amazing. And Curling Canada has really been putting a priority on trying to make the sport of curling accessible for everybody, and really put a priority on youth engagement. So it's been awesome to be a part of it, and looking forward to what we can do in the future, too.
And you're bringing in lots of kids for the World Men's Curling Championship, too. And I think the curlers, they just feed off that energy, too, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. That's been one of the best parts for sure. We've had the school program running this week. We've approximately 3,000 kids coming in over the next few days. So it's going to be loud in here for the morning draws. It's a lot of fun seeing the energy and the fans feed off of it, the players feed off of it. So it's such a great time. And what we're really trying to do is just broaden the definition of sports participation and creating meaningful experiences to attract new audiences. And what I mean by that is just reaching diverse, younger, non-traditional fans and getting everybody into the arena and enjoying the game and really just trying to grow it.
Rocks and Rings has come a long, long way.
Absolutely. It really has. And that's probably one of the most popular programs we're really affiliated with. It's been awesome. We were in tons of schools in Moose Jaw and the surrounding area, and even some of those schools got a chance to have an athlete visit from some of the best teams in the world here in Moose Jaw. So that was awesome to see. They got to meet some of their biggest role models in their own schools, and they got to do some floor curling with them. So that was some experiences that'll really be remembered forever.
It's nice to see a resurgence in the popularity of curling. It's back to being the cool sport again.
Oh, absolutely. You can really tell the vibe's really changing, and everyone's really looking up to these players now. They're really rock stars out on the ice, and you can really tell with just the amount of people really trying to sign up in the community and playing. So it's really been awesome to see the change in the curling culture.
All right. Well, if anybody's heading over to the Men's World Championship in Moose Jaw, make sure that you look for Quinn Murphy. And Quinn, thanks for joining us this morning, and enjoy the rest of what Moose Jaw has to offer while you're here in Saskatchewan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We know you're a busy guy, so we're going to let you hurry hard to your next one, okay?
Love it. Thank you. I've got 1,000 kids coming this morning, so it's going to be loud.
Ay, ay, ay.